Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Everybody, just that new cut from my son B. Jola. That's a new song called Faith and Works. What up, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33. And welcome. Got another show scheduled for you today that's going to blow your cookies and curl your toes. Brothers and sisters, today is Friday, October the 26th. Friday, October the 26th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, we're continuing with part two of the Electric God, the Electric Universe, and the Electric You. And today we want to break down this clouded reality that we live in. We are all electrified beings. We are all glorified beings, glorified, electrified. But something is limiting or prohibiting us to be glorified. Now, science tells us that our brains are wired through repetition. So repetition creates good habits. So your brain changes its connectivity constantly. Every day your brain is changing or adjusting to whatever is repeated. So repeating the right things establishes the right habits. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, electrify the minds of your people. So our brains work on repetition. So brains wire electrically So the secret is that your brain is what they call neuroplasticity. So the brain acquires information and then it changes itself to match that information. Let me say that again. The brain gets stimuli and then it changes or restructures itself according to the stimuli. So repetitive exposure to blank lessons is the basis of all function. So when you fill in that blank, repetitive exposure to blank makes you blank. So repetitive exposure to white man shooting black man exposes you to the fact that you might be the black man or you might be the white man that shoots the black man. Because repetitive exposure is the basis of all high-functioning people. Now, let me make sure that you over, under, and understand, because, see, this is a repetitive God that uses this repetitive universe to establish a repetitive people. But the thing that messes up our connectivity or our neurons wired together. So I got to keep the neurons from firing together, because the neurons that fire together wire together. So once the brain is wired again, that establishes a new neuroplasticity or a new neurons in the brain. So in ancient Egypt, they knew this. So what the Egyptians did is they made sure that the way to learn a skill is to repeat it over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's how we memorize stuff. So our neurons are like little note takers. So they are taking notes over the thing that it is exposed to over and over and over again. That establishes what we call a neurological network or a path. That is electricity. So the electrical currents follow a path. Father, touch the minds of your people. The electrical God uses this electrical universe to connect with his electrical people. That's you and me. So now we got to break this down, though, because thunderbolts are electrically connected to this internal force, meaning thunder, lightning, and everything is connected to, or it connects us to, the universe. So what I'm simply expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today, as we talked about yesterday, is when we talk about how this electricity or this electrical universe works, we have to understand something that is extremely important. Each and every one of us have a destiny. And this destiny is how we connect with the universal God. And the universal God is an electrical God, or has chosen to express, expose, and expand himself through this electricity. And let's say the universal God is the prime creator. We'll use that term, meaning that he's the primary creator. So we are all little creators. And nature is a self-organizing organism. So are you. So each one of us are a self-organizing. That's the problem, self-organizing. So there is a battle inside the self to organize the self. Now, this battle that is taking on inside the self, I watched a movie, a part of a movie last night about, it was an old movie called Repo Man. And in this movie, it's about this guy who was repoing body parts, artificial organs. Now, it's an old movie, so in this movie, the guy or people, the same way we buy things on credit, you could buy organs on credit. And these organs had a serial number, and this guy was like a organ harvesting hunter. He was repoing people's artificial organs because they took them on credit. And if you couldn't pay your bill, The same way now we repo cars and we repo, you know, a repo guy didn't come out and they can repo different things if you don't make your payment on time. So this sci-fi movie was about repo. And at the end of the movie, the thoughts that the guy was having in his head were not real, meaning even his brain, which was connected to a synthetic reality, so that way the true reality could not be experienced. So in this movie, Repo Man, reality wasn't reality because he had harvested his friend's heart, but he didn't want the friend to experience the pain of reality. So he put him in an artificial reality to override the true reality, which was he had got repo. His heart, his all of his organs were on loan because he didn't make his payments on time. And so I was thinking about how we live in an alternate reality, a synthetic reality, a clouded reality that is based upon events that happen in our life that are repetitive. Repetitive exposure. Now, example, you sit at home and you watch TV. Now, during TV, you are exposed to a commercial. Now, I watch a lot of, you know, when I watch, let's say, a football game, I see commercials about, let's say, pizza. And so I see a lot of Bud Light commercials. So I am repetitively exposed to Bud Light commercials. Now, I'm just sitting there and I'm watching a football game, but every commercial is about Bud Light. Repetitive exposure. So through this repetitive exposure, it creates a clouded reality. It interrupts my electrical connection to football. I want to watch football. I'm not really interested in the commercials. That's why a lot of people on commercials, you go to the restroom, you go get some more, you go get something else to drink. Usually people get up during the commercials. Now there's a way, I know my daughter fast forwards through the commercials. So some devices will allow you to record a program and you can come back and watch it later so that way you can fast forward through the commercials so that you don't have to experience this repetitive exposure. So our neurons, because you got to remember, anytime you emphasize and reinforce any type of a skill, that produces mastery. Let me say that again. Anytime you reinforce any particular repetitive event over and over again, that produces mastery. Let me say that again, because you should be focusing on space mastery. People ask me all the time, Doc, like, dude, like for real, especially with the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, we're skipping fluff, and we're just going to space mastery. So in order to get space mastery, I have to understand the biology that produces space mastery. So space is always expanding. Again, is space. If you look at the space and you take out the S or the serpent, you have pace, P-A-S-C. And you take out the P, you have ace, A-C-E. So space is the pace that makes you the ace. Let me tell you again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, remember, if you want to know the purpose of the thing, just look at the name of the thing. Now, again, we're talking about this electrical God uses this electrical universe to establish his electrical people. But our electrical connection is clouded. Our reality is disconnected. Our neurons are not firing due to that we don't have repetitive exposure. We're not able to repeat good over and over and over again because it's been interrupted by Bud Light commercials. It's been interrupted by, you know, the woman in the red dress. It's been interrupted by alcohol. It's been interrupted by, you know, whatever you got going on. So the Bible says it this way: the lust of the flesh the pride of life, the cares of this world. So that's interrupting your connectivity with God. That's the only reason you don't have space mastery. In other words, that's the only reason that you cannot establish the pace. That's the only reason that you're not an ace. Because, again, the ace just simply means you're thebomb.com. So the only reason that you're not thebomb.com is your pace is too slow. The only reason that your pace is too slow, you ain't mastered your space. So space, pace, ace, all in one word. Just like heart, just like earth, just like here, just like ear, all is in one word. One word. Heart contains the word earth. Earth contains the word hear. Hear contains the word ear. Use your ear so that you can hear to activate your heart and magnify your earth. All in one word. Repetitive exposure. That's going to allow you to basically re-emphasize and reinforce that produces mastery. So I am re-emphasizing so I can reinforce so that way your neurons can activate. That's electricity. So repetition, as I've been saying for 20 years, again, anything that is frequently repeated that produces an emotional charge, emotion is electricity. So emotion is the electricity. So in the movie Repo Man, these guys aren't in reality. Because when you really look at they're all cyborgs, excuse me, which is what they want you to do. They want you to use technology instead of your spirituality. So this is called repoality. This is not reality. And it's interesting how Hollywood always puts in movies where they want you to go, again, so that way you can repo. They can repetitively allow you to see certain things because it's going to reemphasize it. So they put the same thing in another movie. Now, there's like Terminator. Terminator was about what? Half man, half machine. You know how many movies out? What about that one, what was it called? Equilibrium, I think it was called Equilibrium, where there was a guy, he was, again, Matt Damon, whatever his name is. He played a guy that was kind of a cyborg, half man, half machine. Look at all the Star Wars movies. So there's a lot of movies out that talk about the combining of iron and clay. Why? They need to repetitively expose you to this. So that way when Elon Musk or whoever comes out with the technology, they say, hey, put this chip in your brain, and it's going to allow you to use 100% of your brain. Well, you can do that right now without a chip. You don't need a chip. You are the chip. So you are designed by God to do something remarkable. Your brain's neurons and the universe's neurons are identical. So the known universe, each point, if you want to use that term, in the universe is connected to a point in your brain. So there are more connections in the human brain than there are stars in the sky. And they are finding out that the connections in the sky are exactly like the connections in the brain. Now, the Egyptians knew this, and they put this in stone on the side of their wall. So all of Egyptology is just simply about God's connectivity. But when we look at Egyptology, many of us don't have the ability to convert what's in Egyptology into something that we could use, meaning something that's going to help me pay my light bill on time. So these vibrations in my brain is connected to the vibrations in the sky, which is connected to the God in heaven. We'll put it that way. So that's great. But now it comes down to where the rubber meets the road. And where the rubber meets the road is we live in a planet that interrupts our connection. Nature, you, because in Egypt, nature is NTR. In our Western culture, nature is NATURE. But in Egypt, it's spelled NTR because they took out the vowels. Inside of your retina, inside of your eye, is neurons. there are optical nerves. Inside of the pineal glands, inside of your brain is neurons. That are optical nerves. Inside of space, there are neurons that are optical nerves. Because the observer is the observed, or what the observer observes is what he sees, meaning how can you observe something when you are in something? The farther away you are, the easier it is to observe it. Let me say that again. The farther away you are from something, distance allows you to observe something. Let me say that again. When we talk about charge, two negatives equal a positive. It takes a negative to create a positive. If everything in the universe, and it is energy, we need to understand how do we manage this energy. That's what today's message, and that's what everything that I'm talking about is about. So how do I manage this energy that I have inside of me? How do you manage the energy that's inside of you? The way that you manage it is by observing it. How can you observe it if you're so close to it? Now, remember, the ego wants you to stay you. In order for you to observe something, you must be distant from something. Let me say that again. Now, we're talking about removing this clouded reality. Right now, there's a bunch of clouds. The clouds are the things you care about. Friendship with this world, pride of life, lust of the flesh, these are clouds that stifles your connection with God. God, then again, we're using the word electricity. The universe, God, and you are one. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. They said, okay, how long are we going to be with you before we see the Father? Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So you asking me, okay, Brother Will, how long are you going to keep talking before we hear something about the universe? I'm telling you, I am the universe, and so are you. The universe is inside your skull called a brain. So if you want to see the universe, go look in the mirror. You and the universe are one. But something is not allowing you to see the fact that you are the universe. So you got to create distance. How do you create distance? You disconnect. How do you disconnect? You take your energy out. Now, as I've been saying, and I talked about this in a series that I did called Ether, the New Science that's Not Taught. Now, again, you can prove this to yourself by going to a lake and dropping a petal in the lake. It produces a ripple that goes out. Excuse me. And you can go to that same lake. And if you could reach your hand down into it, let's just say a better example is if you fill your sink up or if you fill your bathtub up with water and you put your hand in the water and you take the plug out of the bottom of the sink, or if you take the plug out in the bottom of the tub, it drains the water out. When you put something in, it expands it. When you take something out, it collapses it. Does it not? Again, just try it for yourself. Put something in the water. Just take your fist and put your fist in the water. The water level rises. Take your fist out of the water. The water level collapses into that space that was once occupied by your fist. The same thing spiritually happens with energy. When you put energy into something, you push things away from you. When you take energy out of something, you pull it towards you. Say that again. Somebody should write that down. When you put energy into something, you actually push it away from you. Energy is what is your observation. When you take energy out of something, you actually pull it towards you. So what does that mean? The observer determines what is observed. But many times the observer is too close to what is observed, so he cannot see. So therefore, he cannot be. You're too close, meaning you want money too bad. That's why you don't get it. If you disconnect from money, because remember, to him that has, more shall be given, meaning Why worry about what you should drink, what you should eat? Meaning, I don't worry about money. That's why I always have money. When I used to worry about money, I never had no money. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. So the universe works this way. You have to understand, brothers and sisters, on a subatomic particle level, our reality exists in a hazy state, wave state. It's only when you observe something that it becomes solid. So now we got to break down the art of observation, because nobody taught me the art of observation in an electrical universe that is controlled by an electrical god if I am an electrical capacitor, excuse me, or an electrical person. So let's look at movie stars, for example. Let's look at sports stars, for example. What makes a movie star a movie star? LeBron James, for example. LeBron James is a sports star. What about Steph Curry? We watch these people on TV or movies, or any movie star. What makes that person a star? People like to adore or give stars admiration. That's what they're called famous. Why are they famous? What makes a celebrity a celebrity? See, celebrities have many observers. That's why they're celebrities. Let me say that again. Somebody should write this down. What makes a movie star a movie star? People in Hollywood are famous because why? Are they better than you? No. Can they dodge bullets? No. If you was to meet LeBron James or Kanye West or, you know, Eminem or Jay-Z or Beyonce, anybody that's on TV, what makes them better than you? Why are they a star and you ain't? Celebrities have many observers. That's why they are celebrities. They seem to exist in a well-defined space. Celebrities on TV look like they got their shizness together. You ever met a celebrity in real life? Probably more whack than yours. But the thing that makes a celebrity is a celebrity. A celebrity is a celebrity has many observers outside of themselves. So why do you think people are YouTube famous? Why do you think Facebook is so popular? Why is Instagram so popular? You can get observers. So you go on Instagram. Why are you putting your picture on Facebook? Why are you posting up on Facebook? Observers. Why do I have so many YouTube videos? Observers. Why am I doing this blog talk show? Observers. Why do we do anything that has to do with anything in social media? Observers. So the universe is supported by observers. The Bible calls these watchers. Notice God has watchers. Why does the watchers need to watch? What are the watchers watching? Now, I've already talked about this. I've done a few shows on this, so I'm not going to go over this again, but I need to remind you of the watchers in the Bible, biblical watchers. Who are the watchers? The Bible talks about the watchers as the Gregory. Now, we have the Gregorian calendar. You use Gregorian time. The watchers were actually the fifth of heaven that fell, the fallen angels, fallen. In the book of Enoch, Enoch talks about everything that we do was given to us by the watchers. The watchers were called giants. In 2 Enoch chapter 18, verse 3, he identifies and he talks about one specific watcher. And they were in the book of Enoch. 2 Enoch chapter 18, verse 3, identifies one particular watcher as Satan. Saturnalia, the black cube. Now, I know this may be new to you, but you see, I do something called esoteric study. And I prove everything biblically and scientifically and esoterically. Now, I know for a lot of people, it don't really mean very much. But for someone who majors in the minors, the shiznits nobody else thinks about, that's the shiznits I study every day. The universe exists because of the watchers. Now, according to science, nothing exists unless it is observed. Without the watchers, there would be no such thing as you. There would be no universe. So electricity based works on this phenomenon. You become, or you must become, a self-observing individual. I call it a single standing column of waveform energy. See, the thing that separates me from everybody else on the planet is the under over and understanding that separation of the observer from the phenomenon to be observed is the key to the kingdom. See, the universe, the firing of the neurons in the human brain, based upon what all science has said, is that this double helix experiment that has been done by scientists are baffled because the electricity, God, if you want to use that term, the universe, the ether, mass and matter, it goes through both splits at the same time whenever it's not being observed. But the moment that you observe matter, ether, thinking stuff, dark matter, what's another word they want that they called it? Luminescence ether, the air. Now remember, Ephesians 6, the power is in the air, not in the prince. See, you give the devil power, I don't. The power is in the air, as every scientist on earth. I hope you to God you don't believe me, please research Dr. Tom Bearden. Please read Nikola Tesla's stuff. Everybody's saying air is not air. Now, me and you don't know this. We don't know. The average Joe, we just do this, and then we just say, I just took in a breath of air. We don't know. We don't know because Ephesians, we didn't read Ephesians 6. We didn't read it. We just read through it really quick. The prince of the power of the air. So the power is in the air. The power is not in the prince. Please read it again. I triple dare you to read it again. The prince, he ain't got no power. The power is in the air. The prince knows there's power in the air. That's why airplanes are called airplanes. They're not called engine planes. Airplanes don't have engines. Don't believe me? Triple dare you to research a turbine engine and look at it. What does it do? It manipulates the air. Airplanes fly because the power is in the freaking air. The powers that be, they notice. They will never allow you. You can pull energy out of thin air. Tom Bearden already did it. That's why he's insecure. That's why he can't talk to people now, right now. Marco Rodin, he already did it. He came up with Rodin's cube or Rodin's circle. And then guess what? Nikola Tesla. How did these dudes die broken alone? Because if this knowledge comes to the average Joe, fossil fuels would be no more. The government would have no power because you don't need the government no more. Now you can do this, and you become a single standing column of waveform energy. The power is in the air. So it's the prince of the power of the air. That's Gnosis. That's who the Goguri are. They overstood this. That's why they were known as the Watchers. They were a order, if you want to use that term, that watched the earth. Why? What's the earth going to do? Why do you got to watch the earth? Genesis chapter 6 verse 4 talks about it, but it just mentions it in passing, and it talks about the Nephilim. But it is unclear. They are actually called the sons of God. And they were called the mighty men of old, or the mighty men of renown. Why? What was so mighty about them? And what is it about this air? Now, notice in the Genesis, he didn't have a living soul until, the garden, Genesis 2, blew the breath. He put the breath of life into him with this breath. So life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the spirit is in the breath. So in the book of Enoch, that's not inside of the Helios Biblios, but the book of Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, speaks very briefly about the sons of God. But are the sons of God and the watchers the same thing? Yeah, I don't think so. Because the book of Enoch breaks down the difference between the sons of God and the watchers. So it is something about watching the observers. Now, science tells us this in physics. Physics says everything exists in multiple dimensions in a wave state, meaning the moon don't pop up until you look up there, and if you expect to see it, bam, you will see it. If you don't expect to see it, bam, you won't see it. Now, I know. That hurts my brain, too. So let me get this right. So is it there or is it not there? Which one is it? Now, science states that based upon the law of expectation and what the Bible calls faith, the law of assumption, which is what works, so faith without works is dead. Now, the Bible is saying the same thing that physics is saying, but because the Bible is not saying the same way that physics says it, these two fools think they're saying different things. I just happen to be the one that crossed the bridge and bring these two fools together. So that way physicists and theologians, they can, now y'all can come together and we can all sit at the same freaking table because we're eating the same food. We just call it different stuff. And it blows my mind because, I mean, I ain't that bright. But if I can see it, I don't even know how I graduated from high school. I never read a book. Now I've written 50. Now I all of a sudden, the least of these, the guy that, I don't know how I got through high school. I think they just got tired of seeing me and they just gave me a diploma. Remember, I wasn't even at my own high school graduation. I did not have a ride. I couldn't even afford a cap and gown. I remember I was homeless on graduation day. I was walking around, couldn't wait to go into the Marine Corps because I couldn't wait because life was not good for me. Now, everybody else had a great high school. Well, not everybody else, but a lot of other people, they had a great high school experience. They had all these great memories. Yeah, not me. Not so much. Now, let me make sure you understand, because the book of the Watchers is called The Origins of Evil. Now, in the Aramaic, the word watchers means awakened ones. Now, this is found also in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 10, the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 14, the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 20. Daniel breaks down the watchers. And he said that these dudes and dudettes, they don't sleep. They were called the Bnei Ha Elohim in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "And it was when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them," Genesis chapter 6, verse 2, "that the Bnei Ha Elohim, sons of God, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took wives for whomever they chose," Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. "And God said, My spirit shall not abide in man forever," meaning that, okay, the spirit of God is inside of you. Now, I know you're looking for it outside. I know you're looking for God outside of you, but all throughout the Helios Biblios, Old and New Text, all I see is the spirit of God is inside of you. But that's another study for another time. And God said, "My spirit shall not always abide in man forever, for that he also is flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, "The Nephilim were on earth in those days, and also, so before and after the flood, when the Bnei Ha Elohim came to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men of old. These were the mighty men of renown." So when we look at this scripture, it is a very interesting scripture. Because in the book of the Watchers, it talks about three things that separate watchers from angels. If you want to talk about, or we want to look at the watchers, because remember, unless you can do this, your dogs don't hunt. Meaning, unless you can do what Jesus said, when Jesus said in Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you." Look at the definition of the word mind. is you're going to see this word, metamorpho. Where we get the in the English, metamorphosis. Now, when you look this up in dictionary.com or any great dictionary, look at the word metamorphosis. How does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? Well, they go through metamorphosis. Now, again, it means to change by using witchcraft. Don't believe me? Triple dare you to look it up. Now, we all know, because if you've been listening to me for more than 2 days, you know that what I'm doing right now is what grammar, the definition is called witchcraft, wizard. So what I'm doing right now, talking, that's called witchcraft. So we're all practicing witches and wizards. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your theology, I understand. But I didn't write the definitions of these words, nor Webster did. So if you've got a problem with the definition of the word grammar, it's not with me, brother. It's with Noah Webster. He the one who wrote the dictionary. So Noah Webster says something that all of the ancient text says. Number one, the watchers descended to earth, and they taught forbidden knowledge to women concerning how women should adorn themselves so that way it would facilitate lust in men. Now, let me say that again in English. In fact, let's read the book of Enoch. In the book of Enoch, it says, book of Enoch, Enoch chapter 8, verse 1. Enoch chapter 8, verse 1. And Azazel. Now, it's interesting because all of the fallen who taught you everything, well, you, our ancestors, I cannot find nothing that we do on earth that was not taught to us by fallen angels. Nothing except doing this. That's about the only thing that we do, eating, sleeping, drinking, fornicating. Everything that we do on earth was taught to us by the fallen watchers. Now, remember, today's show is called Clouded Reality. What disconnects you from the electrical universe that keeps you disconnected from the electrical God? Now, I am not saying God is electricity. I am just saying God has chosen to use the foolishness of electricity and magnetism to save those who are lost, according to what the book that you like. You call it, I mean, it's called the Bible. It's in there. God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching to save those. Now, that's what I'm doing. Now, I didn't call it foolishness. He did, or whoever wrote that scripture. But that's not the point. The point is what I'm doing right now does something to your DNA, and it does something to your neurons in your brain. Now, this is called epigenetics. In the Bible, it's called epigenosko. So if you can do what I'm doing right now, it does something to people's DNA. We call it feelings. We call it emotions. So I can call you the N-word if you're an African-American and you're going to feel something. You might feel a little angry. If you're Caucasian and I call you a peckerwood or something like that, you might feel something. So why does that happen? Why do words have power? Well, the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's what the Bible says. All I'm doing is explaining how that works so that way you can use it for good instead of for evil. So I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. All I did was realize something that is extremely important that was not taught and that's not taught to most people, and that is how to take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it around and use it for good. So the fallen angels came down chill, and they said, you know what, let's take man, let's give him some knowledge that they ain't going to know what to do with it. So the book of Enoch, chapter 8, verse 1 says, and Azazel taught man to make swords and daggers and shields and breastplates. And he showed them the things after these. And he showed them the art of making them, bracelets and ornaments, and the art of making up the eyes and of beautifying the eyelids and the most precious and choice stones and all kinds of color dyes, and the world was changed. Notice the world did not change until the angel Azazel taught men the forbidden knowledge. What did he teach us? Swords and daggers, weapons, brothers, shields and breastplates. Then he taught us how to make jewelry. Then he taught us what we call makeup. And then he talks, okay, why do we value diamonds? Why do we value gold? Why do we like color? All of this changed the world. Because why? It's physical. This enables lust, and it also enables war. We were taught how to create weapons. We were taught, women were taught how to adorn themselves so that way it could elicit a certain feeling for men. Because before that, again, it was basic, but now it became amplified. So the watchers knew how to create. That's your job, boo-boo. Now, remember, unless you understand what the watchers did, you cannot basically do what the watchers did. So the watchers changed the entire reality of Earth. So that's what watching does, observer. Now, science says nothing happens. The reason stars are stars because people watch them. What happens when a star falls off? That means that they lose their audience. It's like when a star, now a lot of people, they can't handle that. So some stars, when they lose their following, they become suicidal, they become alcoholics, they become this, that, and other. Why? They're not in the limelight anymore. They don't have no more observers. So what could happen if you could be your own observer? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let me say that again. Do you know how it feels? Now, I don't know. I played football back in the day. Do you know how it feels to be in front of 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people and they're all yelling your name for something positive? Or they say you're the GOAT. Super Bowl, 3 seconds left, they throw you the ball, you drop the pass in front of 100,000 people. How does that feel? I hope to God you never have to experience that. Now, you can call up someone like, who's that guy? That one guy from the Cowboys way back in the day with the ball hit him right in the chest and he dropped it. He was a tight end. Yeah, haven't heard from homie since. Probably won't hear from him. Now, what about if you make the winning touchdown or you make the winning shot? It's NBA Finals, Game 7, 3 seconds on the clock. You get the ball. You drain that three from half court. You the hero. But if you miss that three, you the GOAT. And I ain't talking about the greatest of ever or the greatest of all times or whatever they call it now. What am I saying? That feeling that you get by having 100,000 people chant your name, what if you can do that yourself? What if? Whatever that feeling is, I don't know. For everybody, it's different. I'm just simply saying, how do you electrify yourself? How do you get rid of this cloudy reality? See, I don't need repeated. I don't need artificial reality. That's where I'm going with all of this. Remember the movie Repo Man? See, I don't need an artificial heart. Mine works good, thank you very much. That sucker pumps. I don't need artificial limbs, artificial nothing. I don't need a tool. I don't need technology. I don't need no trick. I don't need no dancing monkeys. I don't need no freaking carrots. I can produce my own. And you need to be able to say that. You need to become an observer. You must become a self-observing, self-organizing system. That's what nature is. Nature is a self-organizing system. That's what I teach in the Kingdom Maniacs Training Center. I teach you how to become a self-organizing system. Because it's great. Don't get me wrong. I would love to be a Hollywood movie star, too. I would love to walk down the streets and have paparazzi hiding in bushes and stuff, taking my picture and all of that stuff that, you know, these Star Wars doing. You know, hey, I would love to be on, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta or something. You know, hey, I would love to be the starting, you know, running back for the Dallas Cowboys. And everywhere I go, you know, like Ezekiel Elliott, everybody, you know, yelling your name. Everywhere you go, people asking you for autographs, people all in your Kool-Aid, you know, women throwing panties out on the stage everywhere you go. You know, women, whatever your fantasy is, you know, men throwing their draws or whatever. Hey, everybody would like that. If you say you don't, yeah, check your pulse. We all like to be admired. Let's keep it real. Everybody like to be loved. Everybody like to be valued. That's why we're here. People tell me, oh, not me, brother. Come on, man. I don't know nobody who want to be disrespected. There are some people out there, they say. I just ain't met them. Everybody I know, including myself, I demand now. Used to, I just want it. Nah, not no more. I demand to be respected now. You do disrespect me, we're going to have problems, bro. I'm just keeping it real. I ain't going to be disrespected. Them days over with. So I demand mutual respect. Now, I'm going to give it. I'm not going to be all arrogant and cocky and like my dookie don't stink, disrespect you. No, no, sir. No, ma'am. I'm going to treat you like a child of God. I'm going to treat you like the queen that you are. I'm going to treat you like the king that you are. I'm going to treat you with respect. And I demand the same respect that I give. I need that back. Thank you very much. Why? I am a single standing column of waveform energy. I don't depend upon nothing outside of myself to promote myself except for the God of the self and the universe that God created that allows the self to exist. Brothers, if you can get to that point, this cloud, it will automatically just move out of your way. Remember, number one, law of expectations. So what are your expectations? Me, I'm expecting, like, I already got it. I'm like, where's it at? I'm like a little pissed off because, you know, it got here, but it took me 50 years to get here. So I'm still a little, you know, I'm still a little angry. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at me because it took me 50 years to figure this out. And it's like elementary school stuff. Okay, Brother Will, what took you so long to figure it out? I took life and I took making money serious. I thought it was hard work. You did too. See, we all been lied to. Let me make sure you understand. See, celebrities, they're not better than you and me. Stars, movie stars, they're not more secure than you and I are. They don't have better mental dispositions. In fact, they're usually more mentally unstable than we are. See, you have to pick your sword. Excuse me. That's your S word, your sword. You got to pick it up. Not me. I can't do it for you. You got to raise your own energy. You got to motivate yourself. You got to see your own worth and your own value. If it is to be, it is up to me. See, right now, it takes a lot of energy for you to continue to be fake. You have to raise your own energy. You have to observe yourself. Right now, you are observing someone else, or you're observing something else. The observer determines what is observed. You are observing something else instead of observing yourself. When you become authentic, when you see your own worth and your own value, then the neurons fire in your own brain. Because then you don't need to go to the game. You realize that you are the game. You don't need to go see a star. You realize that you are the star. You don't need to go watch the TV. You realize that you are the TV. You don't need to watch a reality show. You realize that you are the reality show. You don't need to go anywhere. You just realize that you are somewhere. When you under, over, and understand, you are no longer observing things out there. You are observing things in here. You don't interested. You're not looking at somebody else's house. You're taking care of your own house. You don't lust after somebody else's wife. You lust after your own wife. When you get to this level of under, over, and understand, you become a self sustaining organism. You become a self-observing individual. You don't need watchers to watch you to make your life real. You don't need the power from the watchers. You don't need no makeup. You don't need no swords. You don't need no daggers. You don't need no shields. Everything that the watchers taught you to do, you don't need to do that no more, because the watchers taught you the things that make you go astray. In the book of Enoch, 1 Enoch chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "And they taught them charms and spells, and they showed them the cutting of roots and trees by which to produce medicine." In the book of Watchers, it talks about all of the things that the watchers taught you to cloud your vision, to separate you from God, not to bring you closer to God. See, the watchers are watching you so that way you cannot be you. And that is a glorified being, an electric being, in an electric universe that's connected to an electric God. See, the watchers, they understand that if you observe yourself, you won't have time to observe anyone else. See, the watchers know the key to wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationship is oneness. They know that. They just don't want you to know. Because the day you understand that you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. See, they want you to fall in love with this illusion. The watchers understand that the old you, see, it doesn't want you to get to a place of peace, of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, because against such things, they know that there is no law. See, it doesn't take you to the oneness of things when you are outside of the things. See, it carries you away from the spirituality and the electricity of God eternal within the body. See, if things go wrong, you can always blame it on something outside of you because you're looking outside of yourself. See, that's why people take things so seriously. Because everything that we do is outside of ourselves. It's not inside. See, once you detach yourself from your ego or from your flesh or from the cares of this world, once you detach all of your attention, once you've decided to work on yourself, once you make it okay for you to be okay, once you grant yourself permission to be yourself and you are happy with the person that you are right now, not after you blow up, right now, because you already blown up. Right where you are right now today, you're already wealthy, you're already healthy, you're already wise, you're already in a toe-curling relationship. You have to make it okay for you to fall in love with yourself. You got to grant yourself permission. The enemy knows that, so he wants you to look for permission outside of yourself. He wants you to keep the attention on something outside of yourself, because there's something outside of you that is better than you. As long as you do that, you don't see your own self-worth. But you see, brothers and sisters, once you grant yourself permission, regardless of how imperfect you think you are, once you do that, then and only then, you don't need admirers and you don't need observers. Nothing happens until you see yourself. This is called the law of assumption, by the way. Nothing happens until you see yourself as yourself. That's the electric universe. That's God eternal within the body. See, brothers and sisters, in order for you to oscillate or vibrate, your reality has to be unclouded. Right now, there's clouds that's interrupting your connectivity. You are electricity. But your electrical current is not connected to the electrical universe, which is inhibiting you from being connected to the electrical God. So how do we connect, Brother Will? Simply do exactly what I did. I decided to detach myself from the need of attention. I just decided I don't need attention from nobody else. I don't need nobody else's assistance. I don't need nobody else's platform. I don't need nobody else's approval. I don't need, now remember, I'm not saying disconnect yourself from people. I'm not saying become no Lone Ranger. I'm not saying that stop loving people. I'm not saying, you know, act like you don't need love, joy, and peace, and all of these other attributes. I'm saying that desperation, that desperate spirit, like I got to have Facebook likes, or I got to have somebody watching me, or I got to be seen, or I got to be heard, or I got to be out front. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that desperation you got. Disconnect yourself from that. Well, Brother Will, you don't understand, man. I got 10 days, brother, if I don't come up with X amount of dollars, this and another. Okay, whatever bad's going to happen, accept that reality. They say, okay, I don't care. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. They repo my shit, there's no problem. I go get something else. If the person is, who's threatening you? Okay, whose job is threatening you? If you don't do this, they're going to fire you. Okay, if they fire you, go get another job. Jim Bob's threatening to leave you. Okay, no problem. Tell hey, your man threatening to act up. Tell him to go ahead. Pack his shizness for him. Who's threatening you? What are you worried about? What are you concerned about? What has your attention? See, the observer determines what is observed. Your attention is on the wrong thing. Your attention is on what the watchers gave you that we just talked about. Your attention is not upon what God gave you. God gave you everything that you need for life and godliness. This is how you grow neurons that integrate with the universe. Scientifically proven. Your neurons integrate or grow in what they call your embryonic stem cells. So embryonic stem cells connect with the neurons. These neurons, because they are stem, they're not progenitors, they are capable of adapting and sending and receiving the original signal from the universe. Scientifically proven. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, they've proven, scientists have proven that embryonic stem cells that are connected with neurons, that is based upon when you see your own worth and your own value, they grow new cells in your brain. But if you get your worth and your value from outside of yourself, the stem cells don't grow. Your brain does not become electrified. This is neurologically proven, brother. This is why this is so important. In order for your brain to connect with God, you got to see worth and value in yourself. If you get worth and value from crowds of people who yell your name on Sundays when you run in a football or basketball or when you go to church and you sing in front of people, if you get your worth and your value from outside of yourself, it stifles the brain's connectivity. If you get your worth and value from inside yourself, the brain expands and connects with the electrical universe, and that connects you with God. The kingdom of God is within, is what I'm saying. When you go inside of yourself, bam, you grow yourself. You have to see your worth and value regardless of how imperfect you are right now. In other words, the law of assumption, act as if. If you are a stone-cold alcoholic, strung out on drugs, homeless, worthless, bum, you have to see yourself as the president of the United States. You have to see yourself as royalty. So in other words, I do not live in reality. Thank you very much. I don't. Where I'm at? Oh, man. I'm a multi-billionaire. I'm a super healthy, ripped dude. I got muscles stacked on top of muscles. I got extra muscles. Where I'm at, I'm all-knowing. I can answer any questions. You can send ET down here. I'll tell him how to get home. I'm all-knowing where I'm at. Where I'm at, I'm in a, my relationship is off the hizzle, faux shizzle. There are no problems. I'm a problem solver. Where I'm at, there's just love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. In my brain, my brain's machinery only sends love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, all other laws succumb to this higher law of love. Where I am at, I am a self-perpetuating. I don't need admirers, and I don't need observers. I don't need nobody blowing smoke up my butt. I don't need nobody calling me and telling me how great I am. I already know. Thank you very much. I know that when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I know that me and my Father are one. I know that when you see me, you've seen the universe. For me and the universe are one. That's where I'm at. You become what you expect to become. You become what you assume you already are. So I assume I'm already great. Therefore, by universal spiritual law, I am great. Greatness. Therefore, I admit greatness. Therefore, I am greatness. You become your own self-observing individual. You must become a self-observing individual. You must come out from underneath the manipulation of other people and the opinions of other ideals. You must become a single standing column of waveform energy. You must begin to detach from all of the life and death struggles that are going on every day. So somebody comes out with saying that there's going to be a major earthquake tomorrow and the whole earth is going to end. Okay, I'm going to go sip me some pina coladas and wait for the end to come. Well, Brother Will, you ain't going to prepare for the Martian invasion? I saw the news tonight, brother. The Martians are coming. Let them come. Once you become a single standing common waveform energy, brothers and sisters, nothing outside of the self will interrupt what's going on inside of the self. See, in my brain, everything is peaches and cream, homie. Once you get to that place, my brothers and sisters, you are no longer scared. You're no longer hanging on to every cent. You're no longer hanging on to money because you know, guess what? Where that money came from, more's coming. You ain't hanging on to every relationship and scared that, oh, I don't know what this person's going to do, if they're going to stay with me or not. You already know. Because you see worth and value in yourself, that means that the other person sees worth and value in yourself. Once you get to this level, then you can relax. Why? Because now you can see how everything in life is simply a game. Meaning, just like in the movie Repo Man, everything that happened in that guy's life was in his head. He was hooked up to a machine, and the machine made this reality, what he called reality, real. All of the stress, all the problems, all the concerns, they were all self-induced, man-made. Brothers and sisters, every problem that you got, now I know there's a lot of problems. I can remember like it was yesterday too. It wasn't that long ago. Excuse me. The problems that we have in our lives, they are real to us because they are outside of us. What you have to do today and what you have to do every day of your life is you have to make a decision. Every day you wake up, regardless of what goes on outside of you, you have to determine what goes on inside of you every single day. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, and every year, you have to make a decision. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a great relationship. Every single day, regardless of what's going on outside of you, every day you got to make a decision. If you do that, you will detach from your reality and you will attach to God's mentality using your design. You will align your design with God's mind, and the electrical God will amplify this electrical universe to animate the electrical self. Brothers and sisters, if you can do that, what you got to do? Make a decision. What decision that you're going to do? What decision are you making? You are making a decision today and every day to take your design and align it with God's mind. Every day. Every day you wake up, you're going to take this strong electrical field. That is the peregrine falcon in Egypt. In Egypt, the peregrine falcon, that's why the pharaohs had a falcon head. That's why Ra, Horus, because that represents the strong electrical current or field. If you maintain that strong electrical current, that represents the falcon in Egypt. That's why in Egypt, every time you see that little falcon, that represents that strong electrical current. In Egypt, the cobra represents ejection. That's why you see the cobra. That's why they had that cobra in the middle of their head. They were the clown, had that cobra. That cobra represents the animal that has the ability to eject energy with its venom. The same way the sun ejects heat or venom out through solar flares or CMEs. Everything, every symbol in Egypt, every animal in Egypt has an electrical representation. But we just were not taught. Just like everything in the Bible has a biological representation, but we were not taught. If we could combine Egyptology and bibliography, same way I combine science and spirituality, your dogs will hunt. And that's what I'm doing with the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. So, brothers and sisters, again, if you ain't joined me already, make sure you email me today at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com, because in 2019 we're breaking it down. We're breaking Egypt down the same way I broke down the body and the Bible. We're going to break down Egyptology and the universe. It's extremely important. If you don't get this from me, you get it from somebody else. Brothers and sisters, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect. perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Everything I do is from God to raise you.